Hello friends, I am back again with an amazing story. First of all, tell me that are you doing utilization of time? If no, please do it, because who utilize time get good benefit. Okay, let me give you the lesson by the story, and the name is utilization of time. One who utilize time properly enjoy it wonderful benefit. This happened with Sonu and Vani when their final exam were near. Hey Vani, you are still studying. Let's have some food, said Sonu to Vani. Vani said, only little bit of project is left. The teacher will scold if not submitted, and final exams are also starting from next week. Vani was very hard working girl who utilized her time, where her brother Sonu was careless, naughty, and leave every work for tomorrow. Vani asked, have you completed your work? Why so? We have to submit at 6 period and 2 period are also left. I will finish it at quickly. Now come fast, I'm hungry. And we have to play also. Sonu, teacher will scold you if you not complete it. Sonu and Vani, parent always try to teach Sonu by giving example of Vani. Listen, my son, you are no longer as kid anymore. You should focus on your study too, said Vani and Sonu mothers. Okay, mom, from tomorrow I will definitely. Sonu, learn from your sister how to utilize time. See, she study on time, play on time too, and never leave the work for tomorrow. From tomorrow, do work on your on time and never leave for the next day. Yes, see, I will do same for tomorrow. Can I please now go to play, please? Sonu always used to ignore his advice of his parent. And finally, exam time came near and only 2 days were left in Sonu and Vani examination. Kids, your exam will start from next Monday. Study with all your heart and do very well in your in exam. Sonu, I am very worried about you, my son. You always leave work for tomorrow and not study next day. Like Vani, study all your all chapters on time. Oh Dad, till there are 2 days in examination, I will quickly study everything now. Hey Vani, see, weather is so lovely. Please play from some time. You can study later too. Yes, weather is so lovely, but I have to complete my study. Tomorrow is our exam. It is really amazing to play in this weather. You keep on study. I am going to play after some time. After some time, Vani saw that pleasant weather turn into storm and clouds was break. It seems that rain could happen anytime. Looking at the weather, Vani was worried how Sonu will complete his studies. She called Sonu, listen, by looking at the weather, it seems rain is about to come. Power cut may be during night. Leave all your games and study now. Otherwise, what you will write in exam. Don't worry, Vani, it's just afternoon. I will study at night and complete everything quickly. Electricity won't go, and it will be more amazing studying in rain now. I am going go. going. Now my batting has come. Sonu play many hours and rain quickly come and see. And Sonu see no electricity was there in house and village due to the power cut. Sonu start crying and crying loudly. What will I will write in exam tomorrow? I have not studied a single chapter. And now electricity has also gone. I will fail now, said Sonu. I told you before you should study on time, said Vani. I told you 1 week before you are not studying on time, but you never understand a word. Now face it. It said Sonu and Vani father. Sorry, Papa, but now what I should do now? I wish I could complete my work on time, said Sonu at last. At last, Sonu realized his mistake. Everyone explained but you all time ignored them. Now stop crying. Come with me. I will complete your study on time. I will explain you. It will be very easy for you to understand, said Vani. Next day, both the kids go happily to school. So friends, moral is time and time is for none. And so friends, I wish you will always remember my story. And I will miss you all. This is my last podcast. Thank you for your love and support. Bye-bye.